What makes us different? And by the way, I think 8% is incredibly generous and unrealistic in almost every scenario. Okay. Maybe the best person in the world might be able to get 10% to email, but I think it's most likely 5. So there's 95% of this universe that's left. Our technology, we will match anonymous visitors to a deliverable email address for at least 40% of those. And to get a little bit technical, the farther you go down in the funnel, the more we can identify. Once you get to like an abandoned cart, we can get like 70% of them or 80% of them, because like there's no bots. You know what I mean? It's less garbage that we'll throw away, because we won't give you emails that we don't know are excellent.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Imagine your long-awaited order just got delivered, you open the package, and you know, as luck would have it, the new shirt is in the wrong size. So what do? You open up your laptop and you begin a return or maybe even exchange, but all you see is a customer service phone number. And if you're like me in a situation like this, you really don't want to talk to anybody, let alone write an email. So what do? Move on with your life. And this is what a hassle-free return process is supposed to be like. And it is a reality for brands who are powered by Loop Returns. Now, Loop is the only returns platform that helps Shopify brands to create an ideal post-purchase experience. And they don't just handle returns. They also make it easy for Shopify brands to incentivize exchanges so you can grow your business and make happier customers. You can find out why over 1,600 of Shopify's biggest brands like Allbirds, Chubby Shorts, and Patagonia, and so many more all choose Loop. 100%. Go check them out today at loopreturns.com and learn more. Well, hey there. My name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to E-Commerce Fastlane. Now, whether this is your first time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate the fact that you're taking time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty, for sure, there's plenty of podcast choices out there in Shopify e-commerce. Actually, my guest actually has a podcast we're going to plug in the end. But there's a lot of direct-to-consumer marketing shows out there. Just the fact that you're here today definitely means the world to me, and I know it does for my repeat guest, by the way. I also highly recommend, you want to get the full value of today's episode, that you click through from your podcast app to the show notes, because there we'll have a lot of interesting things there. The transcript, any links, any resources and things that we mentioned on today's episode. Now, my guest is Adam Robinson. He's the co-founder and CEO of a company rebranded recently to Retention.com. Love the name. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But what they are, they're a SaaS company, and what they do is they help Shopify stores really to grow their revenue through the unknown site visitor in most cases. But they also deal with a lot of the abandonment revenue challenges of browse recovery, cart recovery, still kind of like in that anonymous mode. And how do we recover that business? And I have direct case studies. I'm looking at them live right now of brands that I personally manage that have made the decision to try retention.com, and they're getting massive ROI. It does work. I want to have Adam on the show again. This is going to be a tactical show, down and dirty, just talking specifically the problems that he's solving. So hi, Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Steve. I'm thrilled.
Absolutely. And I know you took my advice and got an awesome microphone. I can tell by the sound.
Hey, it's too bad we're not recording audio, because I have an Alpha 7 setup with a teleprompter screen right in front of it. So I can look at you and look at the camera and make eye contact with the guests. I really went crazy with it.
Oh, I love that Sony setup. You sent me a picture before we were recording. I was like, oh man, that's so cool. Love it. So I'm going to lean on you in the future for that when it gets once I get the video side rolling for the show. But there's going to be people that don't know the original getemails.com company, and then now the recently rebranded retention.com. So can we talk a little bit about, first of all, what the SaaS company, what your company does for Shopify brands? Like just more on a high level first, and then we'll talk about why the rebrand.
Yep, absolutely. So starting very high, it's a very easy set it and forget it bolt-on to generate revenue for your store. One level below that, right? Mm-hmm. And this is where it gets a little more technical. We enable the use of identity to grow both email lists straight up and abandonment sending pools. So most Shopify stores will know what an abandoned cart email is. Why? Because that's the most lucrative email that has ever been conceived in the world. There's a huge problem with these abandoned cart emails, though. And the problem is that if you're not actually, if this visitor to your website is not authenticated in your store, meaning they're not logged in. If they're not logged in and they're browsing and they put something in their cart, they cannot receive one of these messages. It is impossible to link that behavior to a record in Klaviyo or MailChimp or whatever the email program that you're using is. Mm-hmm. Even if the person's on your list and you have their email. So if they signed up for your list on their phone and they're looking at home to buy on their laptop, if they put something in their cart and they leave, you're not going to be able to send them anything. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. Yes.
Right. So by the way, that is even a small audience. There's a much larger audience of people that you have not collected a first party opt-in for on your website that are putting things in their cart and they are leaving. And obviously they're not getting communication from you because there's no way to do that currently. Enter retention.com. So that is the nature of what right now I believe is the largest problem that we're solving. That's not where we started. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that the company, our previous name was Get Emails, and the core product up until 6 months ago was, I heard about it 18 months before we launched the product and literally thought it was magic. I didn't know how to do it. It took me 18 months to figure it out. An anonymous website visitor can hit the Shopify store's homepage. They can look around and they can leave without filling out a form or buying anything or taking any other further action. And we know how to match that person to a deliverable email address and then pass it directly into their messaging system so that they can start retargeting people over email. So at an incredibly compelling price that opens up this channel for retargeting in a world of, you know, rising costs per click and all this stuff, and you know, challenges with Facebook because of Apple and all this stuff. It opens up this revenue channel that literally just didn't exist before. And as you said in the opening of the show, you've now seen it with your own eyes. It's very hard to believe. Like when you just say that, yeah, the skepticism that is mounted in a normal person's mind, just because of how you're trained to think about the world, it's like, how could this even be possible? And if it is, surely it's not going to really work. Like, there is a brand that we were talking about that you were looking at that everyone knows that literally made 20 times their money in November.
Yes.
It works.
That's true.
So yeah, you know, that's the nature of the problems that we're solving. In my opinion, they are for today's world, which I perceive personally, I know Black Friday was fantastic, but I perceive that I'm not like a doomsdayer, but it seems like we're going to be in a somewhat recessionary environment for probably another year, maybe two, something like that, right? They don't last forever, but like we're kind of in the middle of it still, it seems like. It's inflationary, with no doubt. The heyday of e-com will come back again, but like it's definitely like, you know, a hangover from the COVID sort of like roaring 20s, if you want to call it that. Ads are getting more difficult to execute. It's getting harder to acquire at the same time budgets are getting cut, right? So, you know, what can you do, right? Like, as we were talking before the show, I believe every solution that we provide helps direct consumer e-commerce with their retention, which is why I thought retention.com was like the not only a perfect name for the products that we have, but like thematically, with that paradigm that I just described, I believe that everybody should be focusing our attention. And that's going to be the story of the next few years when we're in this, you know, kind of weird transitional environment. And, you know, it'll be gangbusters again someday, back to acquisition and, you know, just grow as fast as possible and don't really worry about LTV as much or whatever. But right now, I just think the easiest thing that you can do is go to the lowest hanging fruit to improve your retention in a couple ways. One, just grow your first party database as large as it can possibly be, as efficiently as it can possibly be. And then number two, you know, there's this interesting problem, which I'm actually not sure that we have talked about before, but just so I mentioned, we created these, if you want to call them, the cart abandonment suite. And it's cart abandonment, product abandonment, you know, price drop, back in stock. Like we expand sending pools for all of these automations. What's interesting is we have found that even people who are quite a ways along in their journey, a lot of them, like I believe there's 7 foundational flows that everybody should have set up in Klaviyo. Like welcome series, abandoned cart, abandoned product, price drop, back in stock, low stock, category abandonment, 7. And believe it or not, from what I have seen, 85% of retailers only have 2 of these set up. So first of all, Steve, question for you. Of those 7 flows, do they all seem second nature to you? Or are you surprised by the fact that like 85% of people basically only have checkout and cart abandonment set up?
Yeah, no, I'm well aware of all of them. Had Chase Diamond on the show.
Oh, good.
6 months ago, and he really...
Huge advocate of these flows.
Yeah, like he opened my eyes about, you know, about this whole thing, and he's all into email and SMS. And so like, I'm just very clear, and I've been on commerce a long time, but I agree with you is that, yeah, I have merchant calls. I have a book of business that I'm responsible for in Shopify. They're on Plus. So they're $5 million to $300 million in revenue. And it's so interesting when I talk to them, when I get to the retention marketing manager or the email person, whomever is managing that division or that part, who's the founder with lots of hats. But whatever it is, I talk to them about that and say, okay, you're using Klaviyo. Great choice. Now let's dig into that just for a few minutes and let's talk about it. Can you screen share? And I'm really surprised to not see all of these 7 flows in there. This is table stakes, I think, in today's world, and they're not in there. And it doesn't shock me of the stats you just shared, because that's what I see also.
What I was about to say before is retention, when it comes to direct to consumer, is a large sort of, you know, it encompasses loyalty, and, you know, you can improve your customer success, or you can improve your refund policy or whatever. Like there's a bunch of initiatives that you can make on the retention standpoint that would take you like a year to do properly, right? Setting up these flows, if you do nothing else, forget retention.com even exists. If you just went into your Klaviyo account and built these flows, I think it might take you 2 or 3 hours. And I am not kidding you. You will be dumbfounded by how profitable each of them are. And it's just because there is a principle in email that the more timely and personalized the communication is, the higher it converts. And even if they hadn't put anything in a cart, if someone's viewing a product and they leave your site and they get an email, you know, 10 minutes later that has that product in the email, that is a highly personalized, highly timely, incredibly targeted piece of communication. And it works very well. Like, not as well as an abandoned cart, but way better than any other email that you're going to send out. So what I am trying to preach over the next couple of years is you don't have to hire a single body. You don't have to buy any expensive software. You already have a Klaviyo account. It is not going to cost you any more, because you're not even, you're like, if you just set up these flows and the founder can do it themselves in a morning, right? That's it.
Right. Yeah.
You will be so grateful that you heard me say that and make that recommendation. Like, there's not even an ROI figure that you can, you know, whatever. I guess say your time is worth a few $100 an hour, right? You will be so glad that you did this. And this is what I would say is, for this paradigm that we're in for the next year. That is the absolute lowest hanging fruit. If you are not using SMS in each of these flows for people that you have collected a phone number for, that is the second lowest hanging fruit. Klaviyo's added the SMS feature. You know, a lot of people use Attentive.
Yep.
There's sort of this weird streaming wars battle going on in these vendors. But I love speaking about it because the problem is so large in terms of people just not realizing how easy it is just to do it this one time and how much they will reap from it on an ongoing basis.
One thing I want to mention too, I want to make sure that those listening today kind of understand the context of kind of like where we're coming from and why you're on the show. Because if you think about the traffic that's coming to an e-commerce store, and let's say the conversion rate, I'm just going to use a lowball number, let's call it 2%. And let's also lowball and say that maybe of all that traffic that comes, 8% is some kind of exit intent pop-up, like you're using, you know, there's all different tools out there that you can use as a pop-up and just try to offer some timely things just to acquire their email address. So let's assume you get that. So you have a 2% conversion rate and 8% don't buy, but you have their email address. So this still leaves 90% or more of the site visitors that come to a website are unknown. So I just want to make sure that those listening today understand what your technology is actually doing. It's that 90% of unknown, whatever they do, whatever their intent is of just showing up, not adding to the cart, adding to cart, browsing, all that information is available. But why is your technology uniquely different with that 90% of unknown?
What makes us different? And by the way, I think 8% is incredibly generous and unrealistic in almost every scenario. Okay. Maybe the best person in the world might be able to get 10% to email, but I think it's most likely 5. So there's 95% of this universe that's left. Our technology, we will match anonymous visitors to a deliverable email address for at least 40% of those. And to get a little bit technical, the farther you go down in the funnel, the more we can identify. Once you get to like an abandoned cart, we can get like 70% of them or 80% of them because like there's no bots. You know what I mean? It's less garbage that we'll throw away because we won't give you emails that we don't know are excellent. If that makes sense. Back to what you're saying, that was the magic of the Get Emails product. It took this anonymous traffic that you were just losing and you were having to pay Facebook retargeting clicks to bring back and Google retargeting clicks to bring back and then try to catch them on the second 2 to 5%, right? That process gets incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
If you could just get that email the first time and then email it until they unsubscribed, which, you know, everyone is shocked at how well the data performs, but that's a proprietary list cleansing process that we have. That would be a lot more efficient and drive an incredible amount of ROI. But that is the essence of what we do. So when you're sort of comparing it to like an exit intent pop-up form, it's like, well, yeah, we can get you 20 times more emails than a pop-up form can. But then you can also, for each of these flows that we were talking about, it's like, well, you have your cart abandonment set up, but using this one script and doing nothing else, we'll get 10 times as many messages out, you know, and just imagine that. It's like, who wouldn't want to send more, 10 times more abandoned carts than they're currently sending? Like everybody would. Of course they would. The nature of the technology is that it's a quick sort of install. You can get up and running in a day and, you know, it's in your tech stack. So you don't really change anything. It's just in addition to what you're doing already. And it just enables these audiences that you are attempting to grow and attempting to address to be exponentially larger at an incredible price. So that, you know, that's... I tried to just concoct remove any objection possible, right? Like I want everybody to at least try this.
Yeah. It's interesting because like I have, a couple of friends now that have DM'd me on social and I told them about retention.com and one fellow who's in the leather kind of handbag market and so interesting. So he's on Shopify. He always, you know, he wanted to have a quick 1 hour chat, and I get to meet with him once a month. I'm going to talk about strategy and stuff. And I think he's working his way to be on Shopify Plus. He's going to be at that level where he wants to get that extra benefit. But, you know, he gave it a whirl for a few months. And I know, like, he sent me a screenshot of his stats, and he's just like, you know, forget BFCM and all that kind of stuff. You know, I just think right now is very helpful to have retention.com live right now, because there is actively a significantly larger amount of traffic happening on websites for the gifting season. And so knowing that, there's more opportunity to get these email addresses of these unknown site visitors. But this particular handbag company, I'm looking, the screenshot that he sent me, once again, for the month of November, the guy generated $47,000 in incremental revenue. And like, what did it cost him? I don't know, $1,000?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, you know, we hear that all the time.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous how effective it is. He's got a 45x ROI on in the month of November. And, you know, and even weekly, he's like, you know, in the most recent week, not including BFCM, he's at a 45x ROI. So it's very clearly that, and I have a few other, not just anecdotal cases. I have like real hard data that says there are Shopify brands, all of them, that have unknown site visitors, which the get emails kind of product. But then we really go, I mean, what are we calling the next? Is that the reclaim? Are we rebranding? I'm trying to understand about the browse and the cart recovery side now.
You know, this was like a long internal debate. And there's we had a conversation about get emails before we rebranded to retention.com and before we had,
correct,
let's call it reclaim, right? The bottom of the funnel product, which is why we're talking about get emails.
Right.
If we had never had this prior discussion and you hadn't brought it up in the beginning of the call that, like, you know, we talked about get emails and this, that, and the other, I would simply explain it as one product that did these, you know, kind of like Chase did, these four different types of abandonment, you know? Expanded the audiences of these four different types of abandonment. And then on the next level, I would say it achieves two outcomes for you. One, it grows the sending pool of all of your abandonment flows. And two, it rapidly grows your email list. But we're not, you know, we have found it easier over the last few months to just call that whole product suite Reclaim and sort of split it into, like, you know, whatever you want to call it, site abandonment, and then the rest of the abandonments in terms of what the outcomes are that we're delivering to people. Because you are sort of like, even with the Get Emails products, you're reclaiming ownership of traffic, you know? So it's not like it's an inappropriate name.
Now, online shopping can feel risky for some customers. You know, imagine if your order arrives in the wrong size. This totally happened to me recently, or in the wrong color, or it just doesn't look right on you. And there really can be hundreds of reasons why you may want to return a product, and I totally get it. And that's why Loop Returns makes it easy for Shopify brands to encourage exchanges rather than refunds. And we all know that returns don't equal goodbyes, they equal new hellos. And Loop really has a slick process to make it easy for a customer to have a fast return or exchange. Now, see why thousands of Shopify brands like Pit Viper, Somersault, and Princess Polly, they all choose Loop as their return partner. Now is the time to improve your post-purchase experience. So go check them out today at loopreturns.com. I want to get into a case study now. I mean, I'm looking at screenshots of brands that I personally manage. So there is some credibility factor that comes with the fact that I've been in commerce for 20 years. I'm a Shopify employee. Like, I get it. I get what's going on here. And I very clearly am recommending this tool. But I'd love to hear it from you. And I know you have many public case studies of brands that are more than happy to share their successes. I wouldn't be surprised if some of these brands that I manage are going to be in case studies in the future. But is there anybody notable that you can talk about publicly and maybe understand maybe what their lift may have been or why they decided to, you know, give you a shot, and then what happened by implementing your solution?
So Vital Proteins was acquired by Nestle. Everyone, I mean, a lot of people have heard that name.
Yeah.
They did a 90-day test, and it wasn't even the Reclaim product. It was just the Get Emails product, because they got started a little bit before we had it. And You know, there is a ton. I'm going to just bring up the website to like tell you. It was 9.1 times ROI in the 90-day test. And it was like, you know, 200,000 emails and there was 8,000 orders. And, you know, it shows all the average order value and stuff like that. But, you know, that's one that everybody knows that is very indicative of the types of results that people see with this product.
Also noticed too, I have a lot of fashion brands that I manage too. And one that comes to mind, ironically enough, one of my teammates actually manages this account, the Kariyuma shoe brand.
Another interesting thing about this product is you're sitting there accumulating this base of emails over time. And the repeat purchases are similar to an email that you would get from anywhere. So this dynamic exists where if you are a customer for like 2 years, the ROI at the end of 2 years is like substantially higher than the ROI was 2 months in. I mean, substantially. Like Kariyuma's ROI on this entire program is like 35x or something. It's crazy. We've given them 1.5, we've given them 1.8 million emails. 1.5 million of them are still active.
Oh, man.
And if you want to think about, so like they had done a seed round and then, you know, Philippe, the CDO, he talked about it when he was coming on board. He spoke about this in a way that was different than kind of anyone that I've heard speak about it since then. He said, I don't care if this is ROI positive in 60 days. I think this game is going to get a lot harder. And this was 2 years ago. He's like, I want to accumulate a first-party database that is as large as possible, as efficiently as possible. And that's what he did. And a brand their size, I've spoken to this about him, he thinks they would otherwise have 300,000 to 400,000 emails, and they're mailing to 1.5 million every day. So if you think about what effect that's had on their business over the course of, you know, the years that it's been building up, 2 years, email's math.
Yeah.
You know, you get the same conversion on 1.5 million that you do on 300 or 400. And then that's every day that's happening. So it's compounding back into their growth. It's just this incredible thing. Substantially larger email lists also give you the opportunity to enrich the data, which is a service that we also provide, and then segment and dial in the messaging to those segments. Mm-hmm. To help you even more. Mm. Like if you have 10,000 emails, it's probably not worth splitting them into, you know, gender and age and,
right,
you know, geo and all, yeah, that stuff. If you have 1.5 million, splitting them into geo is probably a pretty interesting strategy, you know?
Yeah.
So
this is good.
Great customer, Kariyuma.
Yeah. I want to talk about the implementation now, because I think the key is, I know the time to market is extremely quick. I'd say a lot of brands are going to be on Klaviyo or OmniSend or whatever the tool is. But the nice thing about it is that from what I've seen implementation, you can talk about the technical side of it, is like cloning the sequences, certainly the welcome sequence. And I change the name and call it thanks for visiting sequence for those that are just come to the website and don't add to cart and don't do anything. So you already have these flows in Klaviyo. If you don't have these 7, it'll be in the show notes with links to them, thanks to Chase, about what you need to do and why. So we'll get that kind of out of the way. But once those 7 are in there, and then cloning those, and then the emails that are triggered from attention.com go into the appropriate flow depending on what it is, whatever action is happening. And so if that's the correct setup flow, at least technically from an external product, let's talk about what your product needs to do. Like, so someone says, yes, I want to try retention.com. Like, what happens with your onboarding team?
It's very straightforward. We do what we call a pre-onboarding call, which is kind of an interesting name, okay, for it. But we found the most effective thing to do is we have the brand bring whoever needs to be there to install scripts and whoever needs to be there to edit flows. And first we go through all of the scripts that need to be installed. And there's like 4 or 5, but it's not 4 or 5 completely different installations. It's just 4 or 5 scripts that need to be put by the Klaviyo scripts,
right,
if that makes, uh-huh, sense. So we just make sure that they understand what they're looking at and where they need to go, which takes 5 to 10 minutes. And then they drop off the call and go do it. And then we then take the flow person and explain to them for each of these flows what needs to happen to basically have them ingest our data and then, you know, work right. effectively. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, depending on how fast the brand moves and, you know, if there's any hangups or whatever. A brand said something really funny a few weeks ago that, so he's like, is this one of those things that's a week and takes a month? Or is this one of those things that's a day and takes a week? And like, I think, you know, if it was one person doing it and they just did it all and it was the only thing they were working on and they didn't have anything else to do, you could do it in a few hours. But like the reality is, you know, there's two different people, maybe three involved, and they have other things that they're doing. So implementation almost never, if they were to start on Monday, would not be done by Friday. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And there are hardly ever second calls. Almost everything occurs over an email exchange with our customer success people. And by the way, like we have an indirect competitor called Wunderkind, which does things like this, but they're like a fully managed service, which my observation is that Shopify brands do not want that. Their onboarding process is 8 months. Mm. Ours is 3 hours.
Right.
So you decide.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing was is that you know, we're talking about Shopify Plus brands because you think maybe at scale, there's a large amount of data available. And I think that's definitely more your sweet spot where you can really see large impact happening. But there's also those maybe in their early stages. Do you feel that there's still opportunity? And like, where do you think a reasonable sweet spot starting point is for those listening today?
So what I will say is we have the ambition to have a product that we can sell to, you know, hundreds of thousands of Shopify stores. Like there's, just for the audience, I know you know this, Steve, but there's 13,000, maybe 14,000 plus stores. The universe of Shopify stores is somewhere around 3.5 million. Is that accurate? Maybe four?
No, I'd say total, maybe 2.3, maybe.
Okay. 2 million. Uh-huh. So the reason this works better with incrementally larger brands, my interpretation is several reasons. One, it's a game of resolving anonymous traffic. And the more traffic there is to resolve, the more value that we can provide. Just, you know, math, very simply. And then usually it is also the case that, and this is not always the case, but it's usually the case that if someone's got a ton of traffic, they probably also have an email team that's really good. And they've been like optimizing their email for years and years and years. So all of that stuff is working really well already. So when you get a very efficient accelerator, which is how I would categorize what we're doing, it just without question works. I mean, there's just no, you know, like some of the larger brands that we've spoken about, I'm sure that I was just like, oh my God, it will be a home run for them. I am positive. So it brings it back to your question of at what point does our current product suite not, I'm not going to say not work, but I'm going to say it doesn't probably, it's probably not worthy of spending time on right now, right? Because mm-hmm. you got bigger fish to fry if you, you know, like any optimizations, like, I would say below 1 million of GMV or annual revenue or whatever you want to call it, don't waste your time.
Okay.
Between 1 to 5, the closer you are to 5, probably the more likely it is to be a winner. But there is a chance, I don't know what the chance is, but there is a chance that it's not going to work as well for you with this current offer. Now, as I was saying before, we want to make a product that will work for that size because we just want to sell to more stores, like volume of stores for a couple different reasons. Above 5, it works almost always. When you get above 10, you know, 10, 15, 25, like when you get to 25, it works always, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's kind of it. If I just think under 1 million, you know, dial in your product more, dial in your email program more. You know, you're probably a year or two away from something like this being what you should dedicate resources to. You know, as you're getting close to 5, it's just such a light lift. You know, even if we're not talking about 20 or 30 or 40x ROI, if it's an easy way to get you a 5x, mm-hmm. which is probably more realistic for that size, you know, if it's going to take you 3 hours, I would say that's worth it because it's an ongoing 5X. It's like a set it and forget it 5X with no real further tweaking. And then the larger you get, the more of just an obvious huge win it is.
I have another brand that's in the alcohol kind of regulated market. Able to talk a little bit about CBD and alcohol, any kind of regulated markets. Is there any challenges in this working, or is it just status quo, or do you have any real case studies or anecdotal chatting about?
So we have, you know, I should get a CBD case study. I'm sure you're not surprised. We have a ton of CBD customers. Mm-hmm.
Marketing challenges.
Yeah, exactly. It's like whenever it's hard to do other types of marketing, something like this becomes increasingly attractive, mm-hmm. even at lower ROIs, right? Like, I would say there is no, you know, we're dealing with email laws and to some extent, but I don't even want to say this because it gets misinterpreted. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just leave it at that. We're dealing with email laws.
Right.
So in email, CBD is not regulated.
Correct.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a totally fine solution. I mean, we have a few wine merchants. Mm-hmm. There's a case study on our website, Parcel Wines.
Yeah.
They're like, now they've been a customer so long, they're like 90x ROI. You know, they're good at email. They have a super high AOV. It's like a several hundred dollar, like a $400 average order value. You know, they'll like get an email address and then the person will come back in a couple of weeks and buy $2,500 worth of wine, which like, you know, bought their previous 5 months of subscription kind of thing.
You know, I have another wine brand here that I'm looking at also. Once again, I manage this brand, recommended this tool. They decided to give it a whirl because they trust me. And then, you know, once again, asked them for screenshots. I knew I was recording today and they come back with a 23X ROI for, you know, the month of November or another, you know, and this is a smaller brand, you know, sub 5 million, but more than a million. So they're doing their thing. You know, they have product market fit in their unique market, how they do their wine futures, and they're doing their thing. But it's interesting, another like, you know, $70,000 in incremental revenue that they would not have had any other way. This is directly attributed to emails, browse, or just website visitors. The email was supplied by retention.com. It went into their flow. A deal was closed. It's attributed to a retention.com email that they never had before. It's pretty phenomenal. Like they got 12,000 new email addresses for a very small amount of money. It's awesome. You
know, I think it's the best thing. I think I have not come across, and I have been looking, I have not come across a universally more effective thing with anywhere close to as light of a lift as what we have built. Perhaps it's because we built it with that aim. Like, you know, there was a lot of intention for, you know, once we sort of realized that it would work for these stores with traction, it's like, okay, how do we make this to where all of them will do it, right? Where it's not even a question. They just like look at what is being shown to them and they say, this is an obvious win for me. And, you know, based upon the feedback that we get every single day and the screenshots that you're showing us and, mm-hmm. you know, how quick the onboarding is and they report it that way, it's mm-hmm. you know, that's what this is right now. For right now, for this time and place, it's the quickest and easiest way to improve retention, period, full stop. 100%. And if you combine it with adding these other flows, it is absolutely glorious. You know?
Yeah, this is good. All right. We're going to wrap up for today. Before we do, I know we chit-chatted kind of in the green room before recording. And so I want to give you the floor and saying, you know, if this conversation resonates with those listening today and saying, yeah, I appreciate the fact that there's significant amount, 90, 95% of this unknown site visitor, I would like to get 40, 50% of those. I would like to market to those through my flows. What kind of offer is available to those people that, you know, that want to kick a few tires and run a 90-day testing or just get things started?
Yeah. Look, here's what I would say. At least try it through the holidays. But I mean, what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
So we have what we call Shopify Plus promotional pricing that I extend to listeners of this Fastlane podcast. So we will give you 50% off our rate card, if you want to call it that, for, you know, this, just try it through the holidays, right? Yeah. 60 days. Mm-hmm. We will give you 50% off. If it doesn't work for you, don't continue.
Yeah.
And we will give you 50% off of an entire year if you could decide to continue. As, you know, just say you heard on Fastlane.
What I'll do is I'll make sure I'll have this. Thank you for that. Number one. Number two, I'll have this in the show notes because I'll have a dedicated link. If you're not on the web right now and you're just listening, ecommercefastlane.com/retention, that's going to redirect to a landing page to kind of like let you know about this particular offer. I think it's a no-brainer. It's worth a test, especially now because there's so much buyer intent and traffic that's happening right now. So at least for a very small amount of money, especially with this discount, over the next 60 days, you can actually, like, you know, because there's going to be a lot of people that are getting gift cards and cash that want to go or didn't get what they wanted for Christmas and they're shopping in January. So there's still a ton of traffic that's happening in December and January. Now's the time to have retention.com running live, getting these email addresses, getting them into these new flows or a copy of these regular flows of your known visitors that you've acquired with different opt-in methods. This is another, it seems like a no-brainer. Just go and do it, right?
I would do it.
Yeah, and you do. That's why you built this company, and that's what I appreciate. So I just, you know, thanks, Adam, for coming on the show today. I'm hoping that those listening today, that their eyes are open, a little wider, saying, hey, you know what? There is opportunity out here. The CAC is expensive. There's this privacy policy problems that are happening out in the world, like just attribution, this blended ROAS, and all these problems of paid social. You know, and I think this is an opportunity. You're already getting traffic to your website. Wherever you are in your journey, it's coming from word of mouth. It's coming from organic. It's coming from paid. Wherever it's coming from, it's getting there. The challenge is you don't know who they are. Google knows. Facebook knows. And that's why you have to pay money extra again to retarget them. And you still don't know who they are. Your tool is different because now you actually get that email address and you can directly communicate with them. And then at scale, you have other scrubbing methods of like geo and age and demographics and things like that. And that just goes down another whole conversation on another podcast recording.
Absolutely. I mean, I just love the ecosystem. I started a podcast called 10 Years in the Making, which you said we plug at the end. I'm not even trying to plug it, but I'm just saying I love the founders that I get to work with. I love the hustle because it's very similar to the game that I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, what we have tried to create here is something that is such a no-brainer that we are trying to get every person who sort of qualifies for this to do it without there being a single objection because of how much value is being presented in what we're doing. And we're going to keep improving the value because that's what I believe our purpose is. You know,
yeah.
This Shopify ecosystem is so great. That if you just continue, I believe if you just continue to give as much as possible to it, you will get back multiples in spades.
Yeah.
100%. That's the idea, right? Like we're leading with giving here.
Lovely. Well, you know Shopify's mission and it's, you know, it's on my wall. You can't see, camera's off today, but really it's to make commerce better for everybody. I'd also add that, you know, it really is to build a path that leads to more successful entrepreneurs, more independent retail. I just want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you clearly are in tight alignment, really wanting to help these brands that are listening today just to improve efficiencies and getting more of these unknown site visitors revealed and then be able to market to them. And at the end of the day, it's all about retention. And just having a very successful brand. So I want to thank you for again for coming on the show and just kind of resharing this rebranded Get Emails. And I wish you tremendous success kind of into 23. So thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.